You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When a medical mistake causes you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. We'll save Paul Kruger for tomorrow. We're going to wrap it up here. And just want to let you guys know, again, Corey Petro has been our guest in here, battling brain cancer, lifelong Brown fan, up from Texas to be with us here today. And it really has been an honor to have him with us here in the Dog Bowl. It's been great, man, seriously. And we want to tell you, if you want to support Team Corey and his and our guest Corey and his battle with brain cancer, you can go to Living Zoe, that's living and then Zoe.com/help/Team Corey, Corey. And you can get bands, you can get, there's a bunch of stuff that you can buy on there and help out. So certainly would be a good thing to do for your fellow man, fellow Browns fan as he goes through this battle. So it's just been great having you up here.
Thanks.
It was great getting to meet you.
It's been awesome to be here.
Yeah.
What a pleasure, seriously.
It's been
it's emotional.
Fun.
It's cool. Very cool.
Very cool indeed.
Got my family here. It's really awesome.
We got to get you back up here for camp.
For sure.
It was cool.
That'd yeah, great. Most definitely.
And yeah, we can also continue to talk about Chris Paul.
And we'll talk about overrated.
ESPN.
Kids, you really got to lay off things, you know?
Dead horse. Let things go.
No,
dead horse.
Yeah. Every day I have
get
sit.
Get the bat. He's got some fact.
It just came out 26 minutes ago from ESPN.com Insider. Chris Paul among the top 10 players to never reach the conference finals. And he's number one on the list. The closer Paul has gotten to the finals, the greater the heartbreak his teams have generally experienced. Second time in Paul's teams have lost a Game 7 in the second round.
So he can't win Game 7s. Okay.
In 2008, New Orleans Hornets with Chris Paul lost to the Spurs at home, even though Paul had 18 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds, and 5 steals while playing all but 25 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't impress me on a per-minute basis.
So they said
he played 47 minutes.
Paul's brilliance wasn't enough this season. That's all I'm saying.
But hold on. Okay, Curry, Kyrie, Westbrook, all three of them, you can trust to take the last shot and win you a ball game.
He's boring to watch, right?
Well, Chris Paul's not the scoring.
He's boring.
Okay, so he's going to be passing in the inbounds guy. Whoop-de-doo.
Hey, amen. Someone's got to.
Yeah, I know. Matt Barnes. There you go.
Gibbs, Tony Romo is better than you think he is, and Chris Paul's worse than you think he is.
I will never, ever, ever agree with Tony Romo. Corey, what do you think of Tony
Romo? I'm not
Romo?
A huge Romo fan.
He's down there. Oh. He's good.
Yeah, but I'm in Houston. So
you just put a smile on Gibbs' face.
My wife's right here.
Are you rooting for Hoyer down there in Houston?
Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
I know this city loves Hoyer, but...
Tell him the truth.
That's right.
Tell the city the truth.
He's not an answer for this. City.
And he wasn't here, was he?
No.
No. There it is.
No, I don't think we have our
And
answer.
Corey is not
John
paid,
football.
Paid,
Corey.
You are not no, paid by the Cleveland Browns on, to say
Johnny.
That.
I think Johnny can. I
no,
think
I'm still.
Off. He said he's a
you
new
You just don't know. We just got to see.
I'm
we
still a new
see.
Man.
I'm still ticked. There
still needs to be a pro.
He's got to step up.
What happened? It needed to be Teddy. And
But it's not.
And I know I'm still
know,
hurt.
Guys.
Somebody just
now you guys need. I need two boxes of Kleenex for the Teddy Bridgewater thing now.
We would have been the next year already if it was.
Matt
Teddy.
Miller, our guy we have from Bleacher Report, NFL draft scout, just tweeted out some videos. Like, if you're a Teddy Bridgewater fan, watch this, and if you're not, see why you should be. And it's like 15 minutes of all his greatest plays from last year. Bam,
dude. Ugh. Kleenex is make your way to the rest.
Teddy and one of the receivers would have been amazing.
Right we could have made the trade and gotten Odell Beckham and Teddy.
Or
Could have.
You could have. We can do that every year for the past
well,
15 years.
I liked the draft last year. I'm a Ray Farmer guy.
Who's the 6'5 guy?
Kelvin Benjamin from Carolina.
No, he's
Mike Evans. But
yeah,
He went before. If we had made the trade with Buffalo, Evans went, I think, 7th overall. So he would have gone before us.
Okay.
How do you think the Browns will finish this year?
I don't think Benjamin's it.
I said 8-8. But yeah. I think they're going to be significantly better, and they're playing a much harder schedule. I think the D is going to be one of the best defenses in the league, and the offense
I agree
is going
with
to
that.
Be
you think we get,
better.
Do you think we get 10 wins and squeak in the playoffs?
Like,
it's going to be a
I
stretch,
like,
man. I've got to say 9. It is.
I like how the lines are set up. I do.
Yeah.
But we have to move forward with this. The next plan for positional players that, you know, I don't want to go in soft on this receiver stuff. And
but do you think the receivers with Bo and Hartline are better than they were a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need a young guy. And I think what they're doing is trying to see if what they build is good, and then next year if the quarterback shows, then they can go ahead and get a receiver.
Right. And the older guys keep getting older, so
they do.
We get to that, you know? Yeah. And then you're gonna need more.
We're young
of that.
Everywhere else though.
Right. No, I agree. And
we got Vince Bailey. They loved Vince Bailey.
All right, but
hopefully they're right. Anquan Boldin, I'm told.
All right. I still see a lot of drops, right?
So you do?
We've had a guy like that a couple years ago.
He's
right?
No Greg Little.
That's what I'm
Greg
saying.
Greg Little's out of the NFL.
Right. G Little.
Straight up G Little. Out of the NFL.
Rock hands. I don't need rock hands here.
We got some of our tweeters. G.I. George said thoughts and prayers with Corey Petro and his family. Hashtag Team Corey. Our guy Ellis in Orlando said, what an inspiration, Corey, you are for all of us. Keep up the fight, my brother. I will fight with you. God bless and go Brown. So some of the listeners chiming in. So appreciate that.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
And we appreciate you being here. Again, you can go right now if you want to help support Corey. Go right now to Living Zoe, Living LIVINGZOE.com/help/Team Corey. And that's CoREY. Corey, so happy and honored to have you here with us today. And
good to be here.
Enjoy the rest of your time in Cleveland, and hopefully we will see you again soon.
Thanks. Thanks, Cleveland.
That's right. Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here. They're coming up next on ESPN 850 for Jason Gibbs and Corey Petro and the great Matt Wilhelm, of course. I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.
OH. IO.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.